Today's second reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen is not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man, and when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Filling in for Julie. Appreciate it. It's not very often that I have a sermon title that kind of clicks like this one does, but I thought just a little play on words this morning. I imagine almost everyone here knows the story of Cain and Abel, but I think it's good to go over some of these old scriptures from the past that we grew up with and just to kind of hear them again. I'm struck that right from the very, very beginning of time, the first children of Adam and Eve were born. Here was Abel and Cain. And notice that right from the get-go, they're different. You know, just like we would say the same thing with our children, all of our children are different. Their personalities are different. They respond to things differently. They're just different. But also what was different even early on was the interests that they took in what they did. Abel was a shepherd. And Cain was a farmer of fruits and vegetables, we assume. And we hear this story. You know, we're all distinctly different, aren't we? There are rich and there are poor. There are manual labor jobs and there are desk jobs. There's jobs that take a lot of brain work and others that take a lot of grunt work. Our skills are all different. And I believe what we need to do with that is we need to acknowledge and celebrate the variety of skills that God has given us to do what we do. It's a help to everybody else, whether you realize it or not. Some people find themselves doing things they think are very basic and very mundane and think, you know, what am I contributing to the world? Without you doing what you do, there'd be gaps and there'd be holes. So just to say, we're all different, and whatever God has given us the skills to do, they are to be acknowledged, and they are to be celebrated. One thing that we find in this text that starts at the very beginning with the one who created the heavens and the earth is that God created us to acknowledge him. You and I were born to acknowledge him. We were created to acknowledge him. Some people do and some people don't. Some do to greater degrees and some do to lesser degrees. But we were created by God to acknowledge him. And there are those in the world that today that choose through the hardening of their heart to not acknowledge God whatsoever. To even slam him. But we were created, all of us were created to acknowledge God. Now, if you read this text correctly, both Cain and Abel did, to varying degrees, but they did, as we read the story. Cain did with some of the fruits of the soil, and Abel did with the firstborn and the fat portions of the animals. But hidden in this text, it's not really hidden, it's right there in plain sight, but if you just read through the text, you don't really get it. There's a difference between the attitude of Cain when he gave and the attitude of Abel when he gave. Cain, the word there, he gave of some of the fruits of the soil. probably interpreting that when we know the whole story is that probably wasn't the first, nor was it the best. He just gave some of the fruits of the soil. We don't know the extent. Was it best? Perhaps not. Was it first fruits? Probably not, or it would have been said. Was it minimal? I don't know. Was it dishonoring? In some way it was, because we hear the story. Now Abel, on the other hand, he had the firstborn and the fat portions. That means the first and the best of what he had, he gave as an offering to God. Now, it's interesting, too, because we don't have a whole lot of narrative between Genesis 1 and Genesis 4 about what was behind all this. This was really the first really sacrifice that was made, was here. And although not really, because there was the clothing that was made for Adam and Eve. So what was behind that? How did Abel understand that? It seems like already Abel was understanding that to honor God and knowing that he was already fallen humanity, a sinner, that there was a sacrifice that needed to be made, an offering that needed to be made. Say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me for my shortcomings. Forgive me for my sin. Forgive me for what I have done. And it seems already in Genesis 4, this is kind of in its infancy forming. We see it in its fullness later on. But he gave from his heart. He gave of his best. He gave of the first. What do we oftentimes do? Like if you have a bunch of candy at Halloween, what did I always do? I'm willing to give a whole lot of candy away, the stuff I don't like. Huh? Isn't that human nature? We want to give away all the stuff that we don't really like, but keep the Milky Ways. And keep all those other candies that you really, really like. But boy, am I generous. I'm just going to give you all this candy because I'm just such a generous guy. When in reality, I'm actually a bit in the selfish side, aren't I? I believe what's going on here is Cain, similarly. Cain was not giving of the best. Cain was not giving of the first fruits, just like you and I sometimes do that in our own life. We give because we know we're supposed to give. It's the good thing to do. But are we doing it from the depths of our heart, from the depths of our soul? Are we giving of our best? Are we giving of the firstborn, the fat portions, as Abel did? Or are we just giving some of what we have? A good practice in the church oftentimes for people when they ask about giving to the church is give to the church first. Not after you paid all the bills. No, there's some left. I'll go ahead and give it to the church. But give to God, not church. Give to God first. You're not really giving it to the church. You're giving, if you're doing it properly, you're not giving to the church. You're giving to God. Give it first to him. Because what's that say in my own heart? God doesn't need to know that, because you know what? God already knows where you're at with your thoughts and your mind. He knows whether he's up there at number one or whether he's down at 13 or 14 or whatever it is. He already knows that. But what I'm trying to do when I give first is I'm saying, you're the most important thing in my life. You're the most important thing in my life. And that's what Abel did. Firstborn. Fat portions. The best. He gave the best of all that he had. So what do you and I have to offer God in acknowledgement? I used to be a sheep farmer. I could have offered that, but of course, we don't have the sacrificial system anymore. So, you know, that doesn't work like it used to. But I was a shepherd for a while. For those of you who are visiting didn't know that, I was a shepherd. And I was a police officer. And I did some things in my life before I became a pastor. But what do we have to offer to God? What do you and I have to offer to God? What is our best and our first fruits? Setting aside for now the one that's perhaps the most obvious in church is, you know, what we give of financial resources to him, okay? What else can we give to him? I mean, we acknowledge at the very beginning that we're all distinctly different. We all have different roles in life, and some of us are maybe really good with mind, and some are really good with their hands, and some are really good with finances, and some are really good at analyzing and organizing things, and other people are good at cheerleading things on and making sure it gets going. Whatever the case may be, what is it that I have to offer to God in acknowledgement he's my number one? our time. Because what happens there too? Sometimes even going to church is more of a, if it's convenient. I mean, I love to come because I just love being here. I love worshiping with you guys. I just love gathering together. I just love doing that, so that's pretty easy for me. But do we give God the best of our time? Or if it works for me, I'll help with this or do that or whatever. Do we offer to God our families? Really offer God our families? Remember, Samuel and Samson were offered by their parents to God. They were offered to God, given them in essence to God. Do we offer our kids, our families to God and ask that God would do with them as God wants to do with them and not claim them as our own so tightly? Not allowing God to work the way God really wants to work in them. Do we offer God our true praise? Or just give him the crumbs? How does God respond to our offering to him? I believe the emphasis in this text here with Cain and Abel really is more the person giving it than it is what they gave, but it is both. Because God was concerned with the attitude when they gave. Now, it is true that the attitude we give with, also the gift that we give, the sacrifice we give, usually imitates the kind of attitude that we have, which is, I like you, God. I love you, God, and I know you're there for me, and I got you up there on the shelf in case I really need you, but you're really not number one right now. I've got other things that are number one right now. You see what I'm saying? And the gift oftentimes reflects that. But I think what's really to be concerned about here, more than the gift, and it might be the gift too, because theologians have kind of argued this one, was it that Cain should have offered firstborn too, the animal sacrifice, which would have been what we later on discover in the scriptures, was the offerings that were given for atonement for sin that was dictated to the people of Israel in the Old Testament? Or was it God knew when Cain came with what came with, he was more about Cain? You don't even treat me as number one in your life. I'm an afterthought. Or I'm the thing that you have to do. Where Abel gave her the best and the first. What about me? The emphasis is on obedience, I believe, to what might be prescribed by God to do. What is the right thing to do, it says in verse 7. The intent of the heart, the attitude, the loving response. You know, some people in a human measurement would offer their best to the Lord, and others would look at that and say, that ain't much, like the widow's mite. That's not much. But it's the best of what I've got. Don't ever compare yourself to anyone else. Give of the best that you've got, whatever that is. It's really, really important. God loves the intent of the heart, and he knew what Cain's intent was. He knew what Abel's intent was. Abel gave his best, Cain did not. And we know that by his response to when he was called on it. The attitude of the heart, like I said earlier, dictates the offering that is given. You can't have it either or. It is both and. We won't give of our best or most unless we love him the best and the most. You get that? We won't give him our best or our most unless we love him our best and our most. I think that could be the theme of the text today, couldn't it? God is an amazing God. In the Old Testament, too, some people see God's a different God in the Old Testament than he is in the New, and that's baloney. Absolute baloney. We see God in the Old Testament here, even with Cain, really throwing out there another chance for him. God is the God of second chances. Here we are in verse, let me read it for you in verse 7. It's right there. I'll start with verse 6. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door." First time, by the way, the word sin was mentioned in the Bible was right here. "It desires to have you, but you must master it." Here is God saying to Cain, "You really blown it, son. I want to offer you grace and I want to offer you mercy, but you really have blown it here." He wasn't very submissive when he was very angry at God. What he showed favor to Abel and not to him, and his face was downcast. And as you go through the story of Cain, even though what would follow him the rest of his life was a difficult life, God still offered him grace. You can read it for yourself, verse 15 and following in that text, where he offered some grace even to Cain. God is a God of second chances. You and I, maybe up to this point in our life, we're offering God seconds, hand-me-downs, whatever's left. I hope and pray that as you look at your own life right now, you realize he deserves the best. In a world where everything being thrown at us is, you deserve this, and you should buy this, and you should get this, and this should be yours, and all these kinds of things that are thrown at us, we need to toss it aside and say, number one, first and foremost, it's got to be God. First and foremost, he needs to get my best and my most. It has to be given to him. The lesson, as I close, is God wants our best. Anything less than our best is troublesome. Why? Because as it said right there in the verse I just read, sin is crouching at the door. When we don't give God our best, we're opening the door to something else taking the place of number one in our life, not God. We open the door. Sin is crouching at the door. And you know who's really good at pushing buttons is Satan. When that door starts to crack open, he's right there going, "Oh, I'm going to come on in." Yep. But what you and I need to do is give God our best, because anything less is troublesome. If we are responsible to him, then we are indeed, as the last verse said that was read this morning by Ken, we are our brother's keeper, because God is our brother's creator. And so there's the story. And I hope it means something maybe a little more to you than it did before it's been read again today. Give God your best and your most. And isn't God a great God? He says, "And I want you to enjoy what I've given you." He does. So, there it is. Amen. Amen. Let's sing our closing song. "O Master, let me walk with thee." Would you stand with me as we sing this song together? Up.